Now they're making them on another little thing and you put it down in there. I got a couple of them to fade some coke with. But I don't know if it's cork or plastic. You open a bottle if you don't want to drink all your coke, you just put that stopper down it. I had a couple of them. And I don't know if that's plastic or it may be plastic instead of cork.
You remember something that a musical thing people used to play that blow on it like this?
Harp.
Juice
harp.
What about something that that you do like this on? You play it? Or is that a juice harp?
I don't know which one of them would be a juice harp. I know it sure used to have one that you hit like that, and it had one that you blow. We used to have one like that. My brother and I had one. We blow through it like that. That, I thought that was a juice harp.
What was the other one called
then? I can't think of what the other one was called. It sure came. I can't think of
Say if a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing? He had some wood.
He was selling wood.
Okay. Would you ever say he's drawing wood or carting wood or hauling wood?
Carting wood. You could say hauling wood too.
And say if there was a branch in the road, you'd say, it's too heavy for me to lift, so I just took hold of it and I
pulled it out the way.
Or using the word drag, you'd say,
you could drag it out the way.
So I took hold of it and I
dragged it out the way.
And you might ask someone if there had been a log in the road, you'd say, has that log been what out of the road yet? Has it
moved?
Or has somebody already
pulled it out?
Or talking about dragging it?
Had drawn it out the road? Dragged it out the road?
And
I don't know where that's right.
I'm just interested what you would say.
Well, I'd say, and dragged it out the road.
And say if you wanted to chop a log, you could take an X-shaped frame like this, set the log in it to chop it. You call that a...
A rick? No, not a rick. What do you call that? My granddad had one in the loft, and he would move it out the lot. He'd keep that to saw wood in a buckshaw, with a buckshaw. Tom, what you call that little rack you put your log in to saw it in two? Oh, rack. I thought it was a rack, wood rack.
What about something that, I'm sure you've seen it, it's an A-shaped frame. The carpenters use it. They take two of them and they lay a board between them.
Midas board.
What's that?
You cut corners with it.
Just a frame people would.
A shape?
Yeah, like it'd be legs like this, legs here, and then a.
Oh, you talking about a square?
Well, no, it's something that's set up about this tall.
Okay.
Did you ever hear a horse or sawbuck or sawhorse?
Well, that's a buck saw, huh?
And
yeah, you talking about horses. They call them horses. Put your saw lumber on. Put lumber across and saw on. That's horses.
Okay.
Saw horses.
And what people drive nowadays,